KLUE.com today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Well, you have to turn to our friends on the internet pretty soon and actually pay to read some of the articles. We're free, baby. That's what we love about radio. But are there any free lunches when it comes to this new budget? Obama is vowing to go after some of those record deficit problems. At the same time, he's also saying he's going to tackle jobs because so many people are unemployed. But if you crunch the numbers, it seems as though more spending will only increase that deficit. The Obama budget, face value-wise, would increase the deficit. In fact, $1.6 trillion is the number that we're talking about. And that's not even over the next decade how that will continue to add up. Ooh. And earmarking $100 billion for job creation. Can this work? Will more people go to work? And yet, at the same time, is there a way with the freeze to actually come out ahead? And the answer is absolutely not. There is no question that this budget plan would give our country $1 trillion plus deficits for the next three consecutive years. The new budget projects a spending increase of 5.7% for this budget year. And then also, if you read the pages, it forecasts that spending would rise another 3% in 2011 to $3.83 trillion. And so this is a dilemma. Moving the pieces around the board and trying to please everybody and figure out what to do. The budget includes what we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks and what the president himself has mentioned, has leaked out, and then he did it in the State of the Union address. Tax cuts for businesses, including a $5,000 tax credit for hiring new workers this year, help for the unemployment, and $25 billion for more cash-strapped state governments. This is the problem. California and everybody else, shouldn't say everybody else, but a plethora of states are going down the tubes. And these are all temporary measures that would boost the deficit over the next couple of years. So we've got all kinds of numbers, and they're all ugly numbers when it comes to the amount of money we're going to be in the hole. All of us know this because all of us deal with it. It's like when you pay your bills or when you've had to go into debt to pay for something and you just desperately, we want to get out of the hole. That's the expression. You want to get out of the hole. I don't want to be in the hole. I want to just be right back to even. Even would be good. Boy, we are so far from even, my friends. So far from that. So the question I have is a simple one. Will this budget help the economy? Or will it restrain the economy? Will it actually hold back growth? There are a lot of challenges, I think, in what's being proposed. And even the focus on jobs, pledging to put the attention on reviving the economy. That was one of the main things that the president talked about in the State of the Union last week. But the new budget actually assumes, and this is a problem, the enactment of a comprehensive health care program. That issue was key this first year in for Obama, but it hasn't happened. It's stalled, if anything. You've got key Democratic folks that don't have the vote. They're not part of that key 60 vote anymore. So, and you got a Republican filibuster. This budget actually takes into account that has passed, and it hasn't. That hasn't happened. The job proposals would push government spending in 2010 to $3.72 trillion. I mean, I could throw these numbers at you all night. Let's just say it's really bad. I mean, we're talking about massive numbers that are huge and trying to crawl from beneath those numbers, almost impossible. Part of the budget would act the NASA moon plan, and in looking at that, that's 6 years of money down the drain, and it's also probably 20,000 to 30,000 jobs out the window as a result of it. People who have worked on the Constellation program, because now the space shuttle is done and is going to be mothballed after this year. So now the astronauts, the effort to return astronauts to the moon is all but history. And it's going to scrap that whole Constellation program, which means you'd have to look at building these new rockets, and the request ultimately calls for $19 billion in funding for NASA in 2011, which would be a slight increase from the $18.3 billion in 2010. So what it would do is the idea of the spacecraft and the rockets, that's just, forget the manned moon missions. That's going to be done. Unless there's a big fight for that. They're going to extend the International Space Station through 2020, and we're talking about $6 billion over 5 years to support commercially built spaceships to launch NASA astronauts into space. Oh, that sounds wicked, doesn't it? This budget, ironically, comes down on the seventh anniversary of NASA's Columbia shuttle disaster on February 1st, 2003, if you remember, winding back the clock, seven astronauts killed when they were re-entering the atmosphere, the Earth's atmosphere, because of the wing heat shield damage. And, boy, this is a tough place for the NASA folks to be in. So why should we care about rocks on the moon? Why do we care about space exploration? It's one of the things that we talk about in education, science and technology. And I think more to the point, you design this program, you have this constellation, you pump this money into it, you're really pretty much done. And now you've got no development here. You're just killing that. And you think of the Russians and you think of others and what they're trying to accomplish as well. And that ices all of it. Some of the best and the brightest now would not go to NASA if there isn't a program. What would be the focus? The focus would be completely changed as a result of the budget. But that's not the only thing that will be decreased in what's being proposed. Obviously, the focus will be on the military because we've got troops deployed in Afghanistan and the situation in Iraq. But the spending, or the freeze on the programs, not the spending, the freeze on the programs, and in going line by line and deciding who gets what, it's basically playing Robin Hood, but is it for the greater good? Will this really turn the economy around? And the answer has to be no, with all the spending that is also attached to this. By the way, in the deficit, you're looking at $192 billion for wars. Could we even afford to have a war with Iran? Could we even afford World War III? The answer is, boy, we better hope that doesn't happen. Coming up, Obama talks about transparency and answers his critics who say the administration hasn't been transparent. That's next on America Tonight.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Confusion, no doubt. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You want to throw in your two cents. Will this help the economy, the proposed budget that's being sent to Congress? 800-259-5791. I've already talked about the numbers. It all sounds like gobbledygook after a while when you start to break it down and how many years and where we're headed from there. It's going to be a record. We know that. And it's not a good record. It's not one we're striving for. 1.56 trillion. You know, really, anything between 1.3 and 1.6 is not happy. And the spending freeze isn't going to do much to solve anything in the long term. Ultimately, it's like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic. That's what it is. At this point, I can imagine that the Democrats are certainly feeling squeezed and are feeling the pressure, and they should, for some of the things that have happened in this past year. Although I'm talking about a fresh voice in Washington anyway. I think we almost need a third party. But for Obama's charge, what happened was the bailing out the banks. It got to the ridiculous point. Then the stimulus especially didn't do anything to stimulate very much. And now we're talking about spending, and more spending. And so, hey, a freeze is better than nothing, some would say, but it's not going to have enough of an impact. I mean, this is a record deficit that we're talking about. And here's the thing. Is it going to make any kind of an impact on the market, I don't, maybe for a day we'll hear something about it. You might see some down arrows. But in this job creation thing, I don't think the job creating deal, and this is the problem, I don't think that it's creating, there's not much of a buzz over that. And I think that, some of the spending cuts that they're talking about might not even become a reality. Then, of course, you have Congress who has to react to all this projected budget and decide on whether or not they're going to okay it. I think there's going to be a lot of back and forth on this. And I think that there's some incredible risks involved. And the spending cuts, anyway, wouldn't be sufficient. We go back to the same thing, and I'll hammer it in a different way, to generate the kind of savings you have to have to get us balanced anytime soon. Constantly, the budget deficit is going to be an issue. I mean, we're beyond pulling it back. All right, so in the middle of all of this, one of the things that came up during the healthcare debate, particularly at the end of the healthcare debate, was why weren't we seeing some of what was going on, some of the conversation that we were hearing about? Why couldn't we see it? C-SPAN was arguing, oh, we were supposed to be able to air all of this, and the Democrats said no in the Senate. We're not going to let you air these final things, these meetings that we're having. And that set off a lot of discussion over really how transparent is this administration. The president was asked this. He was on one of the cable networks, I think it was CNN, answering questions from audience members, not answering them directly, but was getting emails through the host who was talking to him, interviewing him. And he had something to say about transparency and the fact that he's gotten a lot of criticism over it. In fact, talking about this administration as being one of the most transparent administrations ever in the history of the United States. Here's what he says.
Well, I guess, first of all, I would say that we have been certified by independent groups as the most transparent White House in history. It's important to understand. We are the first White House since the founding of the Republic to list every visitor that comes into the White House online so that you can look it up. People know more about the inner workings of this White House, the meetings we have. We've excluded lobbyists from boards and commissions, but we also report on any lobbyist who meets with anybody who's part of our administration. So we've actually followed through on a lot of the commitments that we've made, and so Warren's mistaken in terms of how he characterized it. What is fair to say is that as the health care process went forward, not every single aspect of it was on C-SPAN. Now, keep in mind, most of the action was in Congress. So Every committee hearing that was taking place, both in the House and the Senate, those were all widely televised. The only ones that were not were meetings that I had with some of the legislative leadership, trying to get a sense from them in terms of what it was that they were trying to do. I think it is a fair criticism. I've acknowledged that. And that's why, as we move forward, making sure that in this last leg, that these last 5 yards before we get to the goal line, that everybody understands exactly what's going on in the health care bill, that there are no surprises, no secrets, that's going to be an imperative. It's going to be one of my highest priorities.
All right, so transparent or not, we try to make it a priority. I don't think so. I think there were a couple of things that he left out in that. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in Long Island. Hey, Mark. All right, Mark skedaddled. Anyway, I don't think that I would describe this administration as transparent. I would say when it's convenient, they're transparent. In the last part, in talking about the lobbyists and his people, if you looked at, let's take just the Democrats, and we talked about this in a previous hour as it was brought up by a caller, Jeff in Missouri. The Democrats spent the weekend with many of the key Democrats, the senators, spent the weekend with energy folks and bank lobbyists and whatnot, at the Ritz-Carlton in South Beach, where that kind of an event is probably around 30,000 to 40,000, somewhere in there. And they call them, this is how they get around it, they call them informal conversations. But what they're meeting, what happens is you do have a lot of lobbyists, so they have to be good to bend the ear of whoever's there. But you had about 108 or so Washington folks, and they represent the American Bankers Association. They were there from the Marathon Oil Company. They were there from a big tobacco company, from a bunch of drug manufacturers. And they're talking to people like Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan and Bob Casey in Pennsylvania and Claire McCaskill from Missouri and Bernie Sanders from Vermont. We have people listening to us on WVMT. So the deal is you know, lobbyists are far from done and special interests are very far from done when it comes to people that that make the laws. And we've got these elections that are coming up. The choice is, are you taking the Republicans? Are you taking the Democrats? I have a feeling, at least in some of those Democratic, trust me, I'm not going out on a big fat limb as you saw what happened in Massachusetts. I have a feeling a lot of incumbents are going to find themselves out of a job because people have had just up to here with saying one thing and completely doing another. You know, if you had somebody who was saying, listen, this is part of the Washington game. I don't like it. I don't like to tell you, my constituents, that I have to deal with this. But there are going to be times where I'm going to be in front of some lobbyists. There are going to be special events that I'm going to go to. And, yeah, the guy from the oil company is going to bend my ear. And the bankers are going to be all over me like flies. And the drug people are going to be there. But I got to do a few of these. And just so you know, I'm being transparent. This is part of what I have to do to coexist in Washington. Let's say if you had a politician like that, that would almost be acceptable versus instead some of the names that I mentioned, they are the attack dogs who go on the shows and slam the other guys for getting in bed with the Wall Street guys and the bankers and the insurance companies, but they're doing the very same thing. The very same thing. All right. We're up against it once again. Coming up on the flip side, some more of those odds and ends we missed along the way. The latest from Haiti. You can throw in your 2 cents on whether you think this budget even passes muster. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money. We will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Whoa. A hot summer night feel like a nest. I've got to find my baby.
Kate swinging with you for the fences, we hope, here on America Tonight, from the left to the right and everywhere in between. Let's go to Dana in Texas. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm freezing. What is the deal with Texas and the huge winter weather storms switching?
I have no idea, but the weathermen really blew it on this one, didn't they?
They sure did. You know, it's I lost my voice last week. The poor people listening to America Tonight, it was kind of like this, hello, next caller, I'm Jimmy Moore. And it was just brutal. Poor Matt. He's like, are you going to make it? And we had, you know, it was like 40 degrees temperature switch.
Hi.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, this all this cold stuff and water and stuff was supposed to be in and out here by Saturday morning initially, and now it's just strung out and they keep changing it. And they said we were supposed to be 52 today. Not.
No, hardly.
So, anyway, but I just got to be Senator Wilson. He lies. You know, Obama and his bullcrap, I am so tired of listening to him. I didn't listen to his address the other night because I knew it was going to be nothing but a bunch of lies. Now, his definition of transparency evidently is a lot different than mine or Webster's. I don't call listing everybody that comes into the White House if you can look them up. That's not what transparency should be in my viewpoint. It should be where we know everything that they're talking about in Congress. You know, if that health care bill hadn't slipped out the back door into the news, we would never have heard about it till it was a done deal.
That's seems so strange, yeah.
I don't call that being transparent when they have major discussions in the back rooms of Congress about stuff that's going to affect all of us. Do you?
No, I mean, and I think that was the biggest blunder of all, because I don't care how you feel. I don't care if you're independent, Republican, Democrat, conservative, I don't know, libertarian, whatever. I mean, let's call it what it was. They definitely were trying to slam that through. That wasn't transparency.
No, and it continues. You know, he thinks on the surface of having a good registration of everybody that comes to the White House is being transparent. That's a bunch of hogwash. You and I both know that. And everybody yeah. else listening knows that. Now, I have a question. In all this big trillion budget stuff, everybody's got to remember he put all of the Social Security people on the back burner. You know, we're not going to get any Social Security cost of living increases till January of 2012. What we got that went into effect January of 2009 is all we're going to have. That's why they gave us this 6-point-something% cost of living increase, because we will not be given another till effective in the fall of 2011. Well, yeah, in September we'll decide in 2011, and it'll go in effect till January of 2012. So have you seen anything about, oh, a stimulus check to all of us again or something, or where the Social Security people fit in this next three-year trillion-dollar debt?
The only thing that he said is they're not going to do anything to anybody. The Medicaid or Medicare or any of that will stay.
Right, I saw that, yeah.
But that's it. Nothing to do with Social Security. None of that, whether they're, what's going to happen with the cost of living increases or anything, no.
You know, and I'm having a very hard time keeping up because all of my utilities are going up. Gasoline is going back up. Groceries are going up.
I know.
And here we sit, all of us millions of people, that some of us don't have other incomes coming in, and we're struggling just to stay afloat. I find it very insulting and upsetting. We're being treated like stepchildren, you know? We are not being considered as we should be considered, and that we need help to paddle along in all this crap, too.
Yeah, well put, Dana. Thanks for the call. I agree with you. I'm very concerned. I don't understand, especially when it comes to the aging population, because she's absolutely right. There's no way you can keep up with without the cost of living. You just can't. It's not like it goes up a tiny percent. We're talking about things that shoot up astronomical amounts, whether it's electricity or whether it's oil, and that fluctuates. And with no other income, you know, you come to the end of the path and you've paid in your whole life, and that's what you get, and I think it's wrong. But you see the situation we're in. Could we have any worse of a deficit? And it looking down the road, you highlighted, take a pen out, and you can circle all the red on it, and you wouldn't be able to read in between it. This multi-trillion-dollar budget might boost spending for a couple of government agencies, but it's going to slash the others. I mean, we were talking about agencies like the Commerce Department. They're going to get hit big time. You would see, the Defense Department, a little bit different, because if you look at the spending breakdown there, I don't think you're going to see too much of a change. I looked at the overall. The Labor Department gets hit. The change for them is like 43-something. But, I mean, come on, who cares? I can tell you where we don't have to be concerned. Education gets an increase. Defense, of course, is going to get an increase. We've got troops deployed. The Commerce Department, I mentioned, they have a decrease. Then you look at the Justice Department, they have an increase. Transportation, a little tiny bit of an increase. And guess what happens with the Treasury? The Treasury gets a pretty decent increase as you move along. From 2010, the increase jumps up 40%. That's not bad. NASA, on the other hand, they're just screwed. Yeah, NASA's not that 18 that they needed. That 18 that they needed, they're not getting. And we're talking millions. So that means scrapping people, scrapping the big Constellation program. Social Security, that Dana brought up, and so many people concerned as to, you know, you get that little paper in the mail and they tell you how much you've earned and how much you can expect to get monthly by the time you retire, if you retire when you're 65 or you retire when you're 70. Social Security, who knows if it's going to be there for most of us at the end. If you're in your 20s, forget about it. I think even 20s, 30s, and 40s, unless they do something drastically. Social Security, we'll see a little bit of a change, but the change that I saw from the budget was $770,716,000 to $791,723,000. My math, 2.7% of a change. Oof, that's not much of a change. I think that there are going to be a lot of people who are not going to be happy with this, with the budget. And some of those numbers could change because, of course, Congress has to approve it. There, this may end up being a little bit of a fight on the Hill. In fact, probably more of a fight than Obama expects it will be, to say the least. And I didn't report this, but this is an interesting political side note. Sarah Palin couldn't be more popular. The new report filed with the Federal Election Commission shows that Sarah Palin's Political Action Committee raised about $1.4 million. This was in the second half of 2009. Most of that happening as she was done with being the governor of Alaska. And remember, Sarah Pack paid the publisher HarperCollins about $47,000, I think I talked about this once, for copies of Going Rogue, the best-selling book that talked about her run as the vice presidential candidate on the Republican ticket. So with the book's release, they offered signed copies, that makes sense, signed copies to people who donated $100 or more, but that is a big, big chunk of change. She is a money raiser, no matter what you think of Sarah Palin. If you really like Sarah Palin or you don't like Sarah Palin, her name alone, is, in a different way, it's like Hillary Clinton, her name alone does raise money because that's an incredible amount for her. She's not running for anything now. For her to end up with that big of a pack. And Palin Pack supports what it sees in what they call like-minded candidates. And the committee has sent donations in the last quarter to people like Senator Charles Grassley in Iowa and some other local groups as well. How about that? That's a pretty big chunk of money. $1.4 million, and this is just in the second half of 2009. I don't know, maybe she needs to work on the budget. Seriously. Because it's a nightmare at this point. It is a nightmare. By the way, speaking of politics and people running and all that sort of stuff, even though there's been some big Republican standout performances in this off-election year for most states still favor Democratic candidates, according to a Gallup poll. How about that? The results of the year-long polling of like 353,000 adults in 50 states last year and the District of Columbia found that far more states were safe havens for Dems than for the GOP. So the breakdown is the Democrats can count 24 states in their column, according to Gallup, and they have more than a 10% point party affiliation advantage there. Another 10 can be counted as lean Democratic and a 5 percentage point advantage. I think that's going to change, though, when these elections come up. A lot of people are going to be surprised by what's happening. In fact, we'll talk about that a little more next on ATN.
If you like vitamins, say ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Most states are remaining blue. I think that's going to switch, like I said, when you've got these big races at the end of the year. But I'll throw this in here. The 10 most Republican states are the ones we always talk about. Wyoming, Utah, Alaska, Idaho, Alabama, Montana, Nebraska, Mississippi, Texas, North Dakota, and Kansas. Only Wyoming, Utah, Alaska, and Idaho favor Republicans by at least double digits in party affiliation. Now, the nine most Democratic states are Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Maryland, Vermont, Hawaii, New York, Illinois, Connecticut, and Delaware. Each of the top 10 Democratic states had more than a 22 percentage point party affiliation advantage for the Dems. But like I said, boy, I'll tell you, it's not really walking on shaky ground by predicting, almost like in sports. I'm predicting that a lot of those states are going to flip due to the frustration that's bubbling over across America with the things that have happened in this past year. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon when you look at where we're at with this crazy deficit and this budget that is saying, yeah, in the budget I'm pushing for jobs, but at the same time it's that whole Robin Hood thing. I think it's a disastrous, and honestly at this point, what do you do? What do you change in this? I think the spending has to be reined in. It's fiscally irresponsible because it's not going to net the desired results and produce more of those huge deficits. What does that do to the U.S.? What does that do to the U.S.? In fact, I've seen the headline now a couple of times looking at the United States as a global power. We could find ourselves being looked at dramatically different down the road in the next decade as we get mired in these projections. And, I mean, optimistic projections that are not going to be sustainable over the next decade. You have to think, there are not stupid people. They're not all stupid people that are advising this president. Larry Summers, who's the chief economic advisor, I guess used to ask before he entered this whole realm of government a year ago, how long can the world's biggest borrower remain the world's biggest power? Did he know something? Of course he did. We're stuck. I mean, the Chinese, which is really lending most of the money to finance the American government spending, they're going to be asking, and they did ask all kinds of questions about the budget when they visited Washington last summer. The Europeans are very worried about the next decade. So it's not good news. I don't think the economy will be able to flip enough, and it certainly won't catch up, and the deficits are just killing us. All right, we move from that, as I don't want to keep beating it, to Super Bowl week. Super Bowl week got underway in South Florida on Monday. It's the Colts and the Saints, and we're going to do Nail the Score on Thursday in our third hour. But the heavy rain caused some problems for practice sessions. I mean, really, really heavy rain. They had flood warnings in some areas of Miami-Dade County. The Saints practice session, which was supposed to be at the University of Miami, which is pretty central in that city, had to be moved to the Dolphins Training Center, where there's an indoor place for them to practice. And then the planned press conference for the Saints coach, Sean Payton, and players was also moved to that site and postponed for a couple of hours. So the rain wreaks havoc with what normally flows pretty easy. You have so many media folks that are there. I mean, thousands of media descend on the Super Bowl. Tuesday is the traditional media day, and it's like a carnival atmosphere, I swear. They had to move that from the playing field to the hospitality area, so that might change that a little bit. This is the 10th Super Bowl to be held in Miami, and it's, of course, the most recent one. The game in February of 2007, won by the Colts over the Bears, was played in heavy rain at uncovered Dolphin Stadium. Matt, can you imagine, I mean, I know because you're still licking your wounds over the Vikings, can you imagine if the Colts and the Saints are playing in like a muddy field? I think that would be great.
I do, too. I don't know why. I don't know why I think that would be great, but I do think it would be great.
It'd be fun because it's supposed to be this big offensive shootout between Peyton Manning and Drew Brees and all the high-powered offenses. And if you got the mud and the rain, and it's going to be a huge defensive running game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think
it would
too.
Be fun.
I think it would be fun, and I just don't know that this Super Bowl has the makings of some great Super Bowl like the last two that we saw that were at least close, so it was fun to watch. I don't know that we're really going to see that. If it were the kind of weather we're talking about, we probably would. And like you say, you'd have the run game to rely on. It'd be a mess. You wouldn't see the crazy offensive numbers that would go up.
And it's always fun, those games, to watch.
Because, I think so, too.
I mean, there's countless college games that are on that I couldn't give a hoot about.
Because they're just aerial shows.
But if it's in, bad conditions with the mud on the ground, I'm going to tune in and watch. It's just like snow games, too. You always want to watch those. They're fun.
Yeah. I think so, too. And so I'm kind of, that sounds weird, and maybe Matt and I are just jaded and crazy, but we both like the idea of a downpour because we think it'd be much more entertaining to watch as a Super Bowl. So the Saints, when they come marching in, will it be a muddy field that they're dealing with? Or will it be clear skies? I looked at the Miami forecast, and it's not looking that great. This is pre-Super Bowl, and in Florida, anything can happen. Many of you listening know what I'm talking about, where you get like just those little storms, and they go away. So it changes on a dime, but this early weather certainly is messing with some of the plans because it's such a big week with all the kind of events that go on. Usually it's a little bit further down in the week. You know, Thursday and Friday are huge, and even Saturday is big. But we'll see. Maybe we'll see another close Super Bowl. So they're making contingency plans to plan for this. I want to say this on a very sad note. Somebody who was good to me in my career is going through a tough time. A former tight end for the Cowboys, Jay Novacek. I don't understand how these sad stories leak out, but his wife was found dead. It's just Leanne, just 45 years old. And it was early in the morning, and the fire department responded to their place in a place called Burleson, Texas, and they found her in the bedroom. There's no foul play, but it's just a very sad, sad story, and I'm sad for Jay, who's a good guy and has to be going through a rough time. We're thinking about you, buddy. Once again, if you have thoughts on our crazy idea about rain at the Super Bowl making it more exciting, or some budget advice for Barack Obama, I'll pass it on. Send it to us at americatonight.net.